a bit older, and it kind of, you can feel what it's like after it's had a few kind of years of life, and it's a bit duller.
I know.
Should we be passing you round and having a quick thing? Fabulous.
That's the plea. Where's the baby?
There's no baby in there.
Oh, I see. Hold up. Who up?
Oh, thank you. Well,
yeah. That looks a Chrissy size.
Yes. Isn't it a nice plea? Here we are, Donnie.
Thank you. This is definitely not your size plate.
No, it's not a bad size plate. It's sort of like a side, but size of a side plate, say.
Yeah.
And what did you say the metal was? Pewter.
Pewter, yeah. So at that time, nice. It would have been silver and lead to make that.
Lead.
Quite heavy. Yeah, they would have eaten their food off lead plates. Yeah.
Somebody said it's what brought down the Romans.
Yeah. That was the pikes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lead pipes.
Mm. Mm. Right. There you go.
Could we feed it to the cabinet?
Well, I get some money back. And the next one I'm going to pass around is the kind of more beaten up version, so the older one.
Yeah, I think this one's been through the war.
Yeah, I think it's had a lot of school groups, actually, that one.
That's the older.
When would that what one have actually been from? Is it actually an old plate from that time?
I think that one is actually. So it's probably about
lead and silver.
I think that's probably more like 200, 300 years old.
Wow.
Been about a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been
around the block a bit.
Is it quite heavy? Oh, gosh, it is quite heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. So which one is the real old one? Is this the old one?
This is the old one, yeah. You probably feel it's kind of...
Yeah, it's sort of... It's been bent a bit. One of the servants must have dropped it after too much wine or something.
I suppose it didn't matter with those ones if you dropped it on the floor because, it didn't break, so...
The servant had to go down the job centre.
And then the other plate I'm going to pass around is a slipware plate. So this is an earthenware one. And if you feel on top, we've got the pattern. So it's a swirly pattern in the middle. And then around the outside, you've got little individual kind of twists and swirls. And basically, the way they did the pattern was they kind of put extra water in with the clay. And then kind of it's a bit like icing, so you kind of ice
Put
on
it
the pattern.
A bit on.
So you can kind of feel it's raining as well, pass it round.
What
wear
did you call
it? Slipware, it's called.
Slip.
It is an interesting slip. Texture. Slip.
Like slippery. Yes.
As in slip clay.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's when you make with the water, isn't it?
Stick things together. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I think it's because they use that kind of slip on the top to kind of make the pattern.
Voila.
Merci.
Again, it's quite a hefty plate.
Yes.
That's why you have a heavy oak table to put it all on.
Glazed over when they put it on.
You have a little plate crockery.
Yeah.
Big heavy table.
Can you feel the pattern in the middle?
Yes.
Concentric.
Yeah,
concentric.
There we are.
Yeah.
Gently.
I am gentle. I'm always gentle. I'll hit you over the head with a plate.
Not very gentle.
No.
No, definitely not.
Did you notice the relief with which she said no?
I think we'd drive each other mad if we were.
You can
feel the way that slip where it sort of feels almost as though if you're going to make a sweet version of this, you'd do it with chocolate.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you probably could actually pipe it on. Yeah,
Ooh,
probably a good idea, actually, yeah.
And the bottom would be made of kind of bit hard biscuit, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, actually, the colour is brown.
Yeah, it's
and,
kind of...
Okay. It would be gingerbread if you were going to make a place, wouldn't it?
That's a good idea.
Because it's a kind of... a nice, rich brown with some yellow icing on top. Because the slipware is yellow on top of the brown.
If it was gingerbread, I'd like it without icing.
Yeah. It's spoiling, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Like gingerbread, man.
Earthenware is, specifically red earthenware, is probably one of the most easily breakable of the the ceramics. So if you're going to have something that's going to be around the table, they probably would have wanted to give it a decent thickness.
Yeah.
It's so easy to chip red earthenware as opposed to a stoneware, for example, which is fired higher.
What age was this?
I mean, this is a replica one, but replica. Yeah, so that it would have been based on one of the 16th century.
1630, roughly.
In everything we've got at home, it's either a plain colour like midwinter, or kind of, you know, willow pan.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite jazzy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
So other things they would have eaten would have included crystallised fruit.
Oh, yeah.
You can still buy that today. Some people do like it, some people don't. But what they would do is pick the fruits in the autumn and then dip them over several months in sugared water to make them kind of crystallise. Yes. And we do have some crystallised fruit that I can pass around. It's very sticky, I have to tell you.
Yes, very sticky.
And also, if anyone wants to, we've got some marzipan fruit on here as well, so if anyone wants a bit of marzipan fruit, we have some of that as well.
Okay. Wow.
Teeth are going to be good today.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't have lunch.
Yeah, you got it. I might try a little bit. Which is the lemon one?
I think that might be lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Orange, that one.
Mm,
crystallised.
Have
crystallised ginger.
Oh, that's nice.
Vanessa, I'll give you a
napkin
in case you want.
Thank you. We used to have a little wooden fork for those.
Crystallised
fruits
in a little box.
Okay.
So other things that you would have whilst that's going round, you might also have little biscuits called jumbles. And these are actually knotted biscuits, so they kind of roll out a little sausage and then they kind of knot them up together and then bake them in the oven.
Wow.
And these actually had spices in them as well. And also fruit tarts and pies. So there's quite a large pie on the table with a gilded lid as well. So there's lots of gilt on there.
Sure is. Yeah, why not? Yeah,
actually, yeah, I'll talk about the mince pies when we get to the second century. That'll be the next one.
Yeah,
that's right.
The crystallised fruit. Kelly, it's just... when you get so much of the flavour of the fruit, it's just full on sweet.
Sugar, isn't it? Yeah. You kind of get a little bit of a fruit taste.
Syrup,
but not too much. Yeah, syrup.
Orange.
Where did this marzipan come from that you made the fruit with?
Marzipan fruit?
The marzipan fruit. Oh, that's just shop bought.
Yeah, because you can tell if you eat that, that's got more of your. None of almond essence.
Yeah, it has, doesn't it? Yeah. It doesn't taste the same, does it, as the other one?
I never know why they call almond essence, because it doesn't really even taste.
It might be an almond in it. So the banqueting course, or the sweetmeat course, continued to be popular until the end of the 17th century, and then it was replaced by the dessert or sweet course, and that was served at the same table as the rest of the meal. So it kind of changed a bit later on. And you're probably wondering what they would drink. So they would actually have warmed alcoholic drinks like we have now, but the one that was really popular was called Lamb's Wool. And that was made of ale or cider, roasted crab apples, cream and spices. So when you kind of heated it all up, the crab apples were kind of burst open. You know, like a roasted apple and it kind of goes all fluffy. That's why it was called a lamb's wool, because it fluffed up.
What surprised me is because when you put cream, you know, it's like that old, you know, joke they do where they mix whiskey or something with, sorry, mix fruit with Baileys. Would it not go, when mix a cider with the cream, would it not all curdle?
I thought it would have curdled, but maybe they've got a special way of doing it. So you heat it up slowly or something.
I can't eat it late enough.
And people would go around wassailing. And wassail or wassail actually means to be whole in Anglo-Saxon or good health. To be whole or of good health.
Yes.
So in, if you're in a city, then you would go round house to house and you would actually sing songs, yeah, and you'd ask,